Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Monday, August 2nd. The Biden White House becoming consumed with all things COVID again before the rise in cases consumes it. It's been a while since we have done sort of a daily look at the political fallout of the coronavirus, and yet that's where we are. For several days of the last week, we've been talking about this because that's where America is right now, with this new surge in cases, largely in unvaccinated America. And, you know, half the country is unvaccinated, and they are dealing with a real COVID crisis, a summer surge here. And the White House is working overtime right now to make sure that they're not seen as sitting idly by. So what does that mean? Well, as our White House team here at CNN reported today, the president's schedule itself shows the urgency around COVID-19 right now in a way that it hasn't for several weeks. Today, the president is meeting with his coronavirus task force. They spent the weekend reviewing the latest data. The team is going to update Biden, and then they are going to do a public briefing, taking questions from reporters. You may recall, this used to happen 3 times a week at the beginning of the Biden administration. That's been dialed back recently because the administration, according to our reporters, thought there wasn't as much a need for regular updates as it looked like the virus was being defeated. Well, that's not the case anymore, obviously. And so they're trying to get ahead of it that way. There is also tomorrow a scheduled speech that Biden is giving to talk about increasing vaccinations here at home and abroad. The administration sees the abroad piece as a critical component to try and tamp down on the spread of potential new variants that could reach the U.S. and perhaps prove stronger against the vaccines that we have here than the Delta variant. On Wednesday, Joe Biden is expected to meet with Dr. Eric Lander. He's the director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy. This is to discuss his plan for preparing for future pandemics, not the current one we're dealing with. But as Joe Biden has said all throughout, there is an inevitable next pandemic that we will have to deal with. And how we're fortifying for that inevitable moment is going to be on the schedule for Wednesday. And then the White House says they can even add more to his schedule later in the week, depending how the news plays out. Now, this is all as the administration itself is getting more aggressive in its messaging. They push back on the notion that they have been unclear. You may recall at the White House press briefing at the end of the week last week, they kept saying, well, we've been perfectly clear. When you have to say we've been perfectly clear, you may not have been perfectly clear. So they're trying to get with news organizations. Today, they had a briefing with CNN. Sure, the administration is having one with all news organizations, the TV networks, to get out in front of this. And it was interesting, in this briefing with CNN reporters, a senior administration official said, quote, I think there are governors in this country who are putting their political interests ahead of public health. Now, they didn't name any names, but clearly, again, this red-blue divide that you see in vaccinations in this country, that you've seen in everything around this virus, this is this administration official calling out this notion of allowing politics to get in the way of public health here. So sort of putting some red state governors, it seems, on notice that the White House is pushing back on that. But something that the White House made crystal clear, a senior administration official repeated that a national mandate for all Americans to be vaccinated is not under consideration. The White House has determined that is not within President Biden's power. So do not expect to see that. Now, you may see a more stringent version of what the president rolled out last week in terms of requiring vaccines for federal employees. Maybe that'll turn into an actual mandate. So keep your eye open for that. But this is a White House that is putting COVID now front and center above all else in their agenda and their legislative wish list because they understand what the virus is sort of demanding right now. One other piece of data to note here. You may recall, Joe Biden set out a goal for 70% of adult Americans to receive at least one dose of the vaccine by July 4th. Well, today is August 2nd, and today the White House data director for COVID-19, announced on Twitter that the U.S. has hit that mark, 70% of adults with at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. It's about a month late. And in fact, even when the Biden administration telegraphed that they were not going to meet that July 4th goal, they were going to come up short, they even said at the time, well, they would meet it in a few weeks. Certainly gave the impression that we wouldn't turn the calendar from July to August without meeting it, but we did. So while it is hopeful now that we are seeing an uptick in vaccinations, especially in unvaccinated parts of the country, right? Largely unvaccinated parts of the country, that is a hopeful sign. But what you see right now is a Biden White House, a Biden administration significantly ramping up their efforts because there's only one way through this, and that is through vaccination. And so they are going to pull every lever possible to make sure that more and more Americans continue to get vaccinated. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.